building an industry on the backs of carp. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. As the nation's civic leaders search for a permanent solution to keep invasive Asian carp from spreading, other parts of the country are betting on the carp's future. Across the Mississippi Valley, fishermen and exporters are teaming up to develop the market for carp and carp products. In the final episode of our series, Adam Allington reports how some people hope that selling carp might be the best method for checking their expansion.
When the French explorer Père Marquette traveled down the Illinois River in 1673, his journal tells of encounters with monstrous fish, so large they nearly overturned his canoe. In all likelihood, the fish Marquette was talking about were channel catfish, but nearly 340 years later, fisherman Josh Haven says it's bighead and silver carp, which now harass boaters on the Illinois.
Oh, everybody hates them, except for people that shoot them and stuff like that. I hate them when I'm trying to tube with my kids, but then when we're trying to shoot them, I like them. So it's a love-hate thing.
Bow fishing for jumping carp may be fun, but the sheer volume of carp is crowding out native fish. So much, in fact, that in parts of the river, 8 out of every 10 fish is an Asian carp, a fact which some Illinois officials believe could be an asset.
We should be thinking about the invasive species as opportunities to focus on economic development.
Mark Miller is the director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Speaking to residents in the tiny river town of Grafton, Illinois, Miller says he's bullish on carp, in part because of companies like Grafton's American Heartland Fish Products.
I mean, who else can take lemons and turn them into lemonade like providing an opportunity for 39 jobs here in this community? That's what we're doing with the Asian carp. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Earlier this summer, a group of Chinese investors announced a partnership with American Heartland Fish to ship 35 million pounds of carp to China over the next 3 years. The Illinois Department of Commerce kicked in an additional $2 million to help build the processing plant, a down payment which Grafton Mayor Tom Thompson says is money well spent.
It's going to produce jobs, it's going to revive our local fishing industry, and it's a very important catalyst in trying to solve the environmental problem of the carp in the river.
Carp are considered too bony by American tastes, but they're wildly popular in China, where pollution has made many fish unsafe to eat. The fish here are caught and sold as Upper Mississippi wild-caught carp, with so much energy they can jump. Still, others say the Chinese market is a long shot to solve America's invasive carp problem.
I hear all kinds of things about investors are going to have all these multi-million-dollar deals with China and stuff, and they don't materialize, I'm telling you.
Steve McNitt is the sales manager for Schaefer Fish in northwest Illinois. He says they've shipped millions of pounds of carp to China, but the margins are just too slim.
How about we've had 30 or 40 Chinese customers come through here, and they're going to buy every fish we can produce and everything. And they would if you give them to them, but they're not going to allow you to make any money.
Fishermen are paid about 15 cents a pound for Asian carp, and many ecologists warn that building an industry on the backs of an invasive species might only further establish the carp in American rivers. But Ben Allen of American Heartland Fish says he expects to not only control the population of carp, but ultimately to beat it back.
We want to move these fish out of the river, and we're going to attract people that have large boats and that want to go out and work hard and bring in a lot of weight.
In addition to selling the carp as food, Allen says new rendering patents will also allow his company to tap into the booming markets for fish meal used in animal feed and omega-3 fish oil. For the Environment Report, I'm Adam Allington.
If you missed any of our stories this week, you can find the entire series at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.